This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Say the phrase toy maker, and quite possibly an image of Santa's elves busy in a North Pole workshop may come to mind. But what of a toy maker as an artist? Mark Logan is co-owner of the Teeny Tiny Toy Store in Brattleboro and is a self-taught toy maker, an artist who creates fanciful one-of-a-kind sculptures from fabrics, and he joins us now. First, tell us about the kind of art you create.
I sort of tend to go at it as if it's sculpture, just with a different medium than working in clay or like marble or, you know, wood. I sort of more concentrate on kind of playing around with shapes and colors, trying to sculpt like almost in an origami sort of way, but with fabric.
Talk more about that. What's the process?
Kind of a box full of fabric that I kind of pull from, and I try to keep it not super organized because it tends to spark the creativity sometimes when I have to dig through the box to try to find the right kind of fabric to match something. And, you know, then I might see something that really clashes with it, but in a neat way.
And I understand you're self-taught artist, self-taught sculptor. You don't use patterns when you're creating these sculptures out of fabric. That must contribute to their originality. Are they all one of a kind?
They're all a little bit different. There are some like basic shapes that I play around with a lot that are kind of in my head, and I, you know how to pull from those.
Do you consider what you create toys or art or both?
It's definitely both. You know, like I said, I'm usually just exploring like with the color, but I try to think of it as something that I'm making, like something that'll be an heirloom. You know, it's definitely not just like a production sort of thing. Like I'm very much into exploring like the sculptural side of it.
And at the space on Flat Street, you have your own one-of-a-kind sculptures sharing the shelves with hard-to-find toys. Do they play well together?
Yeah, I mean, we try to present it as unique and happy, but not like a formal art gallery, but definitely not just a retail store, you know?
It sounds like you're making art more accessible, making it a little more playful.
Yeah, it is really accessible. I mean, there's a lot of work in them, thousands and thousands of hours of practice and learning and mistakes. And, you know, it's not quite highbrow art or anything like that. Like, there doesn't need to be a big wall between those two things. You know, at the end of the day, it's also a stuffed animal you can hug and carry around with you and cuddle up with and stuff, you know.
Some of your art is in the Smithsonian and even the White House. Tell us more about that.
I just kind of got inspired, and I made a couple of little President Obama dolls, and someone who was from the Smithsonian in Washington came into the store and just bought one of the Obama dolls, not telling me that they were from the Smithsonian or anything. A couple of weeks later, I just got a packet in the mail from D.C. saying that they had put it in their permanent collection. It's not on display right now, but the Obama that they had purchased is in a drawer with that Teddy Roosevelt Rough Rider doll.
What's the attraction to use fabric instead of, like you said, marble or clay or wood to make these sculptures?
Like, I would love at a certain point to, you know, kind of branch out and also start sculpting in clay and in marble. But, you know, for right now, it's using fabric and stuff. So I'll set sort of deadlines for myself. So if I start working on one of the stuffed animals in the morning, I want to have it finished and be able to look at it and see what I did and that it's all done and accomplished by, like, you know, the afternoon, and then start another. I've not quite gotten to where I would have the patience just yet to start something and work on it for 6 months or a year. At a certain point, maybe I can, but...
Retirement, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Mark Logan is a self-taught toy maker and sculptor, and his works are on display at the Teeny Tiny Toy Store on Flat Street in Brattleboro. The store is relocating back to its original home in Bisbee, Arizona on Christmas Eve, but you can still find his works online and find out more at vpr.net.